Exodus 39:21-25. And they bound the breastplate by its rings, to the rings of the ephod, with a cord of blue strands, that it might be upon the skillfully woven band of the ephod, and that the breastplate might not come loose from the ephod, as Jehovah has commanded Moses. And he made the robe of the ephod of woven work, all of blue strands, and the opening of the robe in the center, like the opening of a coat of mail, with a binding edge around its opening, so that it would not be torn. And they made on the hem of the robe pomegranates of blue and purple and scarlet strands, and twin linen. And they made bells of purple gold, and put the bells between the pomegranates on its hem of the robe all around, between the pomegranates.
Based upon biblical usage, such a long robe surely signifies the virtues of Christ, and these virtues are His expression. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, He expressed God in the divine virtues. If His human living had been short of these virtues, it would not have been possible for Him to express God. God was expressed in Jesus through the divine virtues. As He walked on earth, He walked in a way that was full of virtue. His expression certainly had a long train. For example, when He was in that little cottage in Bethany, His train filled the room. Likewise, when He walked on the streets of Jerusalem, His virtues filled the city. That was the expression of God. Therefore, in the Bible, a long garment with a long skirt signifies the fullness of the virtues of the one clothed with that garment. In this universe, what is the fullness of Christ? Ephesians 1:23 says that the church is the fullness of the one who fills all in all. How great Christ is! He is all-inclusive and all-extensive, filling all in all. Because He is so great, inclusive, and extensive, He surely needs a fullness to express what He is. This fullness is the church.